Right, this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 142. Let me share my screen. Someone could just let me know when that comes through. Can anybody see my screen?
Yes, we can see it.
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm just refreshing the page and make sure I have updated information. So this was Sprint 142. The team was working on fixing the stock on hand calculations, and the Sprint Spirit animal was a stockfish. I don't know what a stockfish is. Let's see. Is that actually a thing? Oh, there you go. Unsalted.
It's a way of preparing fish. Yeah.
Ah. That is not a popular food where I'm from.
We wanted to choose animal which eats bugs, and since fish is caught by bugs, and we found that there is such kind of fish like stockfish, and it fits perfectly for our
Well, there you go. Doesn't that just look delicious? Wonderful. All right. Moving on. So it looks like in this sprint, the team got through 16 story points, spread across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 tickets. I did notice a large number of these issues had no story points, and I just wanted to confirm that that's because they were done for either the Angola or Malawi implementations. Is that right?
Some of them, but some of them were resolved by other tickets.
Ah, okay. All right, that makes sense. All right, and let's go to sonar. I looked at this earlier. It looked like everything was okay. Let's just confirm again. This is a pull request, though. But it's a relatively recent one. So I assume this has been resolved as part of the implementation of that or merging of that, because there's more recent ones for the referenced data service. That look okay. So I don't see anything else that's failed. So I think because this one is more recent, it's January 27th, that's the release though. Okay. Yeah, so this one's okay, even though this one wasn't. All right. Who wants to start?
So I can start with a short introduction to our sprint. So let me share my screen.
All right. I can see it.
Okay, great. So maybe I will start from a short description of our previous sprint, because we didn't have opportunity to showcase that 2 weeks ago. So maybe I can quickly come back to that point. So in that sprint, we were focused on some configuration improvements, such as investigating what consumes disk space on Jenkins, or investigate bad gateway error at performance tests. And during the current sprint, we were focused on fixing stock management bugs. So the sprint goal was to fix stock on hand calculations. You can see that one bug related to this is already tested and in the dump column. The solution to these two bugs related incorrect calculations of stock on hand was one. This one is still in the QA, but the solution will be described today. And apart from this, we also managed to finish a couple of other bugs, like internal server error for get stock card range summaries endpoint, or incorrect dates on the stock management related UI screens. And there is also one bug related to some pagination of the stock card view screen, which was broken during the language change. So after this introduction, I think I can start with showcasing my first ticket. So it will be the ticket related to Jenkins. So we used to have these weird build failures, which were caused by no space left on the device error. Jenkins is allocating some space during builds running, and if there is not enough space on the disk, then it's making the builds fail. So it was pretty annoying in the developer's life, because we were even encountering these failures a few times a day. So I investigated that, and I checked that the most space was consumed by failed performance test builds, especially when there was Malawi dataset on the PerfTest server, because the builds kept artifacts from the beginning, and these artifacts contained errors. And some of the failed builds were up to 1 or 2 gigabytes of space. So I changed the configuration settings of Jenkins to keep only 15 latest builds with artifacts. It means that there are all of the builds remained on the Jenkins, but the older than 15 latest don't have artifacts anymore. But I also ensured that it didn't break the performance reports. So I can show you that when this is the notification performance job. So for example, this build has these artifacts, but when I open some further build, there are no artifacts. I also set the similar configuration for performance warm-up jobs and migration tests, because there was no need to keep all these builds. And after all these improvements, about 30 gigabytes were saved on Jenkins. And so it looks like it's much better. Do you have any questions to this ticket?
How did you come up with the number 15 for the latest number of builds, or the number of builds that the assets for?
Well, I thought that maybe sometimes it's better to have more than, for example, 10, if you wanted to have information about some serious errors. Yeah.
Okay, so it was somewhat arbitrary. I mean, you just decided.
Yes, it was when I was researching on the internet, it was recommended to keep 10, 15 latest builds.
I think okay. It's not the number of builds that we keep in most of our other jobs on Jenkins. The performance tests and the migration tests were an exception.
I was having difficulty hearing that, but I think I got the gist of it.
Yeah, I was saying that 10 or 15 builds is what we have in all our other Jenkins jobs.
Okay,
so now I can discuss the solution to the stock in hand calculations. So let me show you the stock on hand screen. So the previous implementation didn't take into account such a situation that there is a physical inventory. And we are adding a new adjustment or issue or even a new physical inventory with a date before the existing physical inventory. And it was, and this value was recalculated with no knowledge that, for example, that the latest line item is a physical inventory and it shouldn't be recalculated. The new implementation, when in our new implementation, when we want to add a new adjustment with a date prior to the following existing stock card line item, we are fetching, firstly, we are fetching the following stock on hand from the database. So all these values, and then we are deleting them to replace them with a new recalculated stock on hand value. And the new calculation is now made based on the following stock card line items, because they have information whether the new line item, newly added line item, is a physical inventory or not. And this is generally the solution. Let me come back to this bug. You can see that it used this value was wrong. It was different than this value, and it should be 80 here. So now I can demonstrate that it's fixed on our server. So I have to do a few physical inventories to show you that it's fixed. So this physical inventory is made with a date prior to a physical inventory that is already existing. Yeah, so here we can see that the stock on hand is correct. Correctly calculated. And that would be everything, I think. Do you have any questions to this solution?
No questions for me.
Okay, great. And I think that it would be everything from my side.
I wanted to add that this was the bug that came to us from Malawi. They reported it to us, and it was one of the most important ones they wanted us to fix.
Yes.
Excellent. I'm glad you're able to respond so quickly. That's good.
Okay. And thank you. And I can hand it over to someone in Gdańsk.
Okay, so I will share my screen. Can you see it?
Yep, I can see it.
Okay. So first ticket is from the previous sprint. And this ticket describes Malawi users' issue with when trying to load a physical inventory screen. And the simple fix was to add the following indexes to the database. And that was it. Next one is in this ticket, I replaced a core solution with the one implemented in Angola. And the difference was that we are using now physical inventory draft from params on page change instead of fetching it from the database. Because our previous solution saves the data on the page change, and that was how we fixed this issue with missing data on physical inventory in previous solution, and now we are just using draft from params without fetching it from the database. And next one is about two requests for supervisory nodes after logging in. And it was caused by we are fetching, first we are fetching supervisory nodes for the current user. And then a second request is for partner nodes for mentioned supervisory nodes. And there was a bug in our code. Which causes that when no IDs for partner nodes were in were in that second request, then all supervisor nodes were fetched again. So now we are checking whether the supervisor node is a parent of is a partner for some other supervisor node, and then we are fetching the partner nodes. And I can quickly show you that. I will log in as administrator. And as you can see, we have only one request for supervisory nodes because all of the supervisory nodes in the content are not a partner of another supervisor node. So there's no partner of node field here. But if we log in as Chaz user, then we have first supervisor nodes for this user, and the second is for partner nodes, because here we have partnered node off. And that's it. And the last one was reported by Angola, and it concerns the possibility to add a lot with code, which is already used by another lot for different trade item. So basically, I've allowed trade items to share lot codes. And I just fetched all lots, and I will try to add a new lot with the same lot code, but for another trade item. Okay.
You're still logged as Jasmine.
Yeah, I see. Okay, so we were able to add this lot, and we will try to get lots by the code. And as you can see, we have two lots with the same lot code. Okay, and that were the tickets from the previous sprint. And in the current sprint, I was working on incorrect dates on the stock. On the stock management screens. The date was one day earlier than had been chosen during the adjustment submission. And there was an incorrect date on the screen and the proper date on the report. So we will try to make adjustment. And as you can see here, we have today's date here we have today's date, sorry. And here we also have today's date. And on print, we also have today's date. Okay, and second about dates. It was related to, I think I may just show you the both issues. Okay, so here's today's date and here. So basically now we have today's date everywhere instead of a day earlier. And the last one was about the data disappear on from the table after reloading the screen or changing the language. And now if we change the language, the data are still here. And also if we reload this, and that's it. Do you have any questions to any of the tickets?
I don't have any questions specifically, but really good work on those. Those are a lot of things that I'm glad we're able to get fixed. And I'm sure that Malawi, or really Angola, Malawi eventually, but Angola now will appreciate those things.
Okay, so
it's up to me now.
I can see your screen.
Fantastic. All right, so I would like to show you four tickets. One from which one I was not able to showcase on the last screen, last screen showcase, and it was about user who could navigate to screens he was not authorized to view. So let me just demonstrate you how it works now. So I created a user now. Let's check him out. And the issue was about user being able to see requisition screen even though he should not have access to it, as he had no home facility or had no role with a facility assigned. So that's the user, and let's check what roles does he have now. Well, now he's supposed to see those requisitions, so let's remove this role. Save it. Also, let's make sure that he has no home facility. Yep, only home button is visible. And if we add, for example, a role, which was actually the tricky case, a role with no facility for a user with home facility. So let's edit this user now so he gets to that state. So home facility for him and has to be health clinic. And the role, let's say, family planning and program supervisor node, habit. Saving. Now he has the right access for the requisitions for his facility. All right, so that was the first ticket I wanted to show you. The other one was that the call to permission strings was made twice upon login, each time for every user, and that was because the request for those permission strings was made twice, of course, simultaneously. And so I made it that the method was returning a promise which was resolved later. So now, as if we try to let's refresh for the clearance. If we try to log into the app as a user, the request is made only once. So maybe possibly a small performance win on the login phase to be determined later during performance tests. The other ticket, the third ticket, was the internal server error for get stock card range summaries endpoint. And the issue was that if this endpoint was called without a start date param, the internal server error was thrown. And a quick demonstration is here. So let's see on demo data server. If we try to call this endpoint with only end date provided, then this error is being thrown. Also with no date params at all provided. So let's get the newest dir. So now if we call this endpoint just like I showed on volume 3, without any date, nor start, nor end date param, it's being executed properly. Also, if only end date is being provided, also when both date params are provided. Yep, and let's change this date for the newest one, tomorrow's. So the adjustments done today, just to test it, are visible. So that was the ticket number 3. And number 4 ticket, that was the big one. And it was about the gateway coming constantly at the performance test server. So it was being caused by out of memory error. So we tried to fix it with different settings for services with the different memory initial allocation pool and maximum allocation pool for those for different services for Java Virtual Machine, and by trying different settings, those errors actually went away, and but the other errors persisted, like invalid tokens or unknown hosts. So the fixing, I would say, of the performance test server is still ongoing. So even though this ticket was moved to done, the changes to the settings were still being made to see what actually can help it. Also, we found out that the improving the Spring Boot version for our service to the latest one 5.5 version did not help with this issue. So yes, that would be all for me for today, for my tickets.
Thank you very much. So just so I'm clear, this bad gateway, is it fixed now or is it not fixed?
Well, that's I would say that this is the showcase law because it was fixed until today. Today the errors returned. However, just yesterday, the new changes to the XMS and XMX flags were committed. So possibly that we trying to fix more, we actually came back to the other errors.
Okay, so it sounds like you have it maybe fixed, but not. Not in a permanent way, whether it was due to something else or it was just intermittent.
That was the concierge, I'm lacking the word, you know. We knew what we were doing, I guess. I hope.
But right now it's not working, is that correct?
No. It's bad gateways all over the place.
Okay, so.
I wish it happened yesterday.
There you go. All right. Wouldn't that be nice? Okay. So are you gonna reopen this issue or are you gonna create a new one?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Maybe a ticket would be in place for like a big overall performance fix, but I don't know. Maybe it's up to debate for the whole team.
I think we should reopen this.
That works for me. It's especially given that it seems like this issue in and of itself doesn't happen every time. I mean, even the description mentions sometimes performance tests are failing because of da da da. So it seems like to really know that it's fixed will require us to not run into the bad gateway issues for a little while.
Yeah, and I recall that those bad gateways were mainly happening in the ALF service, and the only change that happened to the memory allocation pool in ALF service was actually doubling it, so even giving it even more memory. So if it fails and has more memory, there is apparently something very wrong with it.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. these kind of issues are tough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything else.
Could you repeat? Sorry.
I said I do not have anything else. I don't have any other questions or comments. Good work.
All right, thank you.
Is that it? Are you the last presenter, or is there somebody else to go?
Was I the last? Maybe Sebastian has anything to say, to show, case?
I think that was everything from our side.
All right. Well, thank you all very much. Good work on this sprint. I look forward to seeing the progress that's continued to be made. I know there's some performance things that we're going to work on, and now it looks like we definitely need to continue working on figuring out this bad gateway error, whatever that was.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to the next sprint. Thanks, everybody.
One more thing, if I may.
Sure.
As those are our last days at OpenLMIS, I would like to thank everyone, and you especially here, for the great time we had together, I hope, for the things I learned. And I would be totally recommending the project and the company to anyone that will be willing to listen to me, fingers crossed, and back to anyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much for mentioning that. And are you moving on from SolDevelo or just from the OpenLMIS work?
Option A, moving on from SolDevelo.
Okay, well, best of luck and wherever you're going. I hope it's a good move for you. We will miss you.
Never say never. Maybe we'll have the opportunity to work together sometime in the future.
Yeah, you never know.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for mentioning that. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.